Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
In Jeff Lewis's world, there's never a dull moment.
I was traumatized. I kept thinking Vegas strippers, Doug's massage, excessive drinking, drug use, unprotected sex. Like, it's all, like, flashing in front of me.
I don't know why you're being such a bitch about it.
Because I have a UTI and I'm in pain.
And if you don't learn frustration tolerance when you're a toddler, you're going to be a very unhappy adult in therapy the rest of your life.
You're looking at him.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with Megan Weaver, Doug Buden, and Shane Douglas. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're all back together again.
Oh, the band's back
so
together.
So nice to see you all. How was your fourth, Doug Buden?
My fourth was fun. I went to a barbecue in Hancock Park, and every year they have the best fireworks. And then the day before, that Wilshire Country Club sent out an email saying the license was revoked from the fire department. So it was kind
no
of
fireworks.
No fireworks. But it was fun.
Did you see Liz Rome?
Oh, I saw Liz Rome Sunday night. We went out for dinner.
Nice.
She's on her honeymoon now.
What?
Yeah, in Paris.
Are you serious?
She's the happiest she's ever been.
Probably.
She looks the happiest.
Trademark.
She's ever been.
Yeah. We had dinner. We went to Superba, which is the old Cat and the Fiddle space on Sunset. Delicious.
I love the Cat and the Fiddle.
Yeah. I got a DM this morning. I don't know why, but from the manager of Kraft Steak, that new restaurant, and said, "Call me if you want to come into the restaurant."
Let's go.
I'm down for a good steak restaurant.
I'm in.
And that's different from the regular Kraft?
Catch. Well, there's. I just went to Catch Steak, right?
Yeah.
And then there's Kraft Steak now.
Ooh.
I don't know where that is. Oh, Century City.
Century City.
Yeah. Oh, that's perfect for me.
Yeah, that works.
Right over the hill.
What time? We're there. How was your fourth? Oh, we don't know.
Let's not talk about that.
Never mind.
Well, it brought a whole new meaning to Independence Day. Let's put it that way.
Oh, snap.
Yes. I'm dealing. But
my 4th of July was great.
Okay, good.
Just so you guys know.
Yes, I was going to get to you.
Sitting right here. Right here, everybody.
He started with me, ladies first, started with me, and then he was going to get to you.
You went to Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara with my kids and Ben, and you know, hung out with my mom. We played tennis. We went to the beach. We did all the things. It was really fun.
Did you stay at the Santa Barbara estate with your mom?
I did. Mm. I stayed in the casita.
Oh, nice. What's happening with that situation? Are they together still?
They're totally together. They're in the same bed. They're in the same bedroom.
Wait, they're back together?
Totally back together. He is great. He has.
What the hell are you talking about?
He's been taking this.
Why didn't you tell us this?
I did tell you.
No,
you didn't.
No, you didn't.
Oh, yeah. They're back together. Full on.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and he's lovely. He's lovely. He's got his temper in check. He's been wonderful.
Wait, that's triggering. What do you mean his temper in check?
He just had a few outbursts, you know, and she wasn't down for that, but he has, you know, been working on himself and therapy, and he's been great.
He's
so in love with her, and they have this perfect little life in Santa Barbara, and the house is amazing, and we had a lot of fun.
That's really nice to hear that a relationship worked out.
Right. It did work out. It took
really
a lot of work,
nice.
But it did.
It's self-help, and then it works out.
Right.
Yeah,
so
self-help.
How long were they separated?
Only for about a month and a half when she was staying with
me. And he went to therapy?
Yeah.
Good news. I've got therapy today, 1 o'clock.
Oh, good.
Dr. Judy Lira.
Fantastic.
No, it's Judy Rosenberg.
Rosenberg.
Yeah.
Judy Lira's my mortgage broker.
Yeah, don't get those two confused.
Yeah, exactly. She gives great counsel.
Really great advice, Judy Lira. Yeah.
You need to fix yourself 3.125% better.
Shane, you're going to take me to make sure I go.
I'm going to push you in the door, and I'm keeping the car keys, and I'm sitting in the car.
So I've had, it was kind of a rough 24 hours. Yeah. Poor Shane. I was like crying this morning at the dining room table.
Aww.
And Shane has major empathy fatigue.
Major.
And
I started telling him about that when I broke up with Gage, that was a really rough time. And I had this cute little dog, Oliver. Do you remember Oliver?
Of course.
Now, Oliver would always take on my emotions. And he was so sweet. Like, he'd follow me around. He would like jump up in the bed and like lay next to me like whenever I was sad. I think that Oliver died of empathy fatigue. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. I swear to God.
He couldn't take it anymore.
He could not take it anymore. Right. I think his little heart just stopped. Mm-hmm. He's like, I can't deal with this guy's chaos and drama. And I'm worried that Shane's little heart is going to, you're going to wake up dead. I really, really worry about you.
I'm glad it's about me again.
That's yes.
Good. Maybe Shane should see Jackie Rosenberg.
Judy.
No, not my mortgage
Why, is
broker.
Why, he buying a house?
Judy. He should see the therapist, Judy Rosenberg.
Got it.
For my yes. condo.
Okay. It's yeah. very confusing.
My neighbors are a little concerned about me again. I was doing a gay walk, gay cry. So they're like, oh, God, he's so unstable. You know, they're like, oh, he's going through another breakup.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But then Hot Jogger, you know, one street over.
Yeah.
We're on the same route. So, like, there were a lot of tears.
Yeah.
And I saw him, like, coming towards me. So I just started wiping them
yeah.
all over my face so it looked like sweat.
Just say it's allergies.
What's up, man? Working out.
Oh, what happened to
I
you?
I did that the day that I moved here. Like, I said goodbye to my ex, and I was, like, crying, sobbing. He left for work, and then I'm, like, got in bed sobbing, and there's, like, a knock on my door, and my super's like, hey, I came to fix the leak. And I was like,
sounds like Doug.
I was, like, crying, sobbing, and he was like, oh, you got some bad allergies or something? I was like, yeah, so bad.
So bad.
My allergies are so bad. Terrible. Oh,
I will say, though, I want to... It's not even just, I want to thank all of the loyal, but it's not even listeners. It's like loyal friends at this point for, I mean, amazing support yesterday and, you know, DMs and emails. And it felt really good. And also a lot of the chumps reached out. A lot of my mm-hmm. friends reached out. My family didn't reach out. So they're fucking pissed.
Oh, yeah.
They're so over this.
Yeah, because they're invested.
Right.
They're invested. But mm-hmm. they're also, what did Claudia say to Stu? Was something like, I hope you're the last one. I hope we don't have to go through this again or something.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it was like foreshadowing.
Oh,
well,
no.
Well, that's a silly thing to say to you anyway. Let's face it.
Now, good news. When I was at the rejuvenative medicine doctor, he is developing this new, it's not an herb, is it?
Kind of. It contains horny goat weed, but it's that plus some other stuff.
Apparently, it's supposed to increase your libido, and it works. So don't look at the label because he's relabeling it.
Yeah, because the label looked a little sus.
Well, the problem... No. The label was geared towards men, right?
Okay.
So to increase men's libido.
Yes.
I've already started taking it, which
and
is
you gave
the last
me a
thing
bottle.
I need.
You gave me a bottle this morning.
Yeah.
For Ben.
Because
no.
he said they've tested...
For
on,
me?
No, they've tested on women. And it supposedly works for women.
Okay.
So they're going to relabel it. They're going to relabel it.
Wow.
So even though it says for men, it actually could be used for women. So we brought it for you. I brought it to you because I want you to test it to see if you're hornier after you take it.
Oh, so I'm going to be
the guinea pig.
The guinea pig.
You're our test rat.
How long is it? How long after Megan takes it is she supposed to
30 days. So I need you to take
Wait, what?
30 days?
No, it starts sooner, but he said report back to him after 30 days.
30 days.
So I have to take one every day?
Yes.
Yeah, honey.
With food.
Oh,
and then I want
Ben is going to be in big trouble.
Well, I want to see if it
He's
increases
back from
your
Florida?
Libido.
Yeah. Good.
Because okay. I'm also taking it.
Okay.
And then who else is going to take it?
I'll take it.
Yeah, so we're going to report back to him in 30 days.
Okay.
And then if it works, we'll sell it.
Awesome.
Because it's natural.
It doesn't have any side effects?
No, it's natural.
Not one.
No. Like, I don't want my hair to fall out or, you know, grow hair on my chest.
I looked at the ingredients. It's all natural stuff
okay.
on that ingredient.
You might get a little hair on your back.
That's okay.
That's normal.
That. To add what's there.
Get a
I'll
laser.
Take the steak.
I've got a good waxer.
Also, for those of you out there that are listening that do have empathy fatigue, I think would be a good idea right now is to go to the Hideaway Low.
Mm. Oh,
I think the wine bundle, the Jeff wine bundle is the perfect, I think it's the perfect way to get through my breakup.
It's medicinal.
Yes.
I'm doing this for Jeff. For Jeff. Won't you buy a bundle?
You just go to thehideawaylow.com. Is it code Jeff, right?
Code Jeff.
Oh, code Jeff for 25% off everything, but we have a $99
bundle
now.
With the two cabs.
Right. The last call, which is the Cobb Franc.
One cab.
And then
one cab, sorry.
The 2019 Archives Syrah. You go to it's $99.
They're all cabs to me, honey.
It's wine. Basically,
red
it's
is
wine
red, honey.
In a bottle.
It's
You'll
a great
it.
Way to get through this
Jeff's
show
breakup.
For the next few weeks. I highly recommend you go and buy it now. However, I do think that my breakup has cured my alcoholism.
So you've been backing off the booze?
Or
Can
leaning
I tell,
into
okay, I'm going to be real, real honest, and I hope Betty doesn't use this against me. Every day, I do crave a cocktail. I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about it. Sometimes at 3, sometimes at 5, sometimes
Same.
At 6. And I'm like, what am I having? Oh, when am I going to have the martini? And I do, like, when I don't, when I make it a night that I'm not going to drink, it's, like, hard. It's
yeah,
hard.
Of course.
It's like a conscious, okay, go for a walk, go in the pool, do whatever
make
you can
tea.
To distract. And, but I have not, after dealing with all of the alcohol issues for the last, you know, weekend, yesterday was the first day I never even thought about it.
Oh, wow. That's great.
It never even entered my mind having a drink.
Wow.
Which I couldn't believe it this morning because I spent a lot of time thinking about alcohol.
Right.
Yeah.
But I, nothing. Nothing. Never occurred to me. Didn't want it. But it wasn't even an issue.
No. And did you go to bed early?
Not really. No.
Right.
Like, no. Not really. Because I know that's our cure.
Yeah, that
we
is.
Have to go to bed at 9.
You got to go to bed at 8.
And you don't think.
Yeah. So, I mean, if we're reframing here.
That's a total positive
spin. I'm kind of bummed, though, because, you know, I broke my shaker at my house, the one that you always use, Jeff. And so I finally bought that elevated craft shaker.
It's great.
The good one.
Well, no, I'm not giving up.
Oh,
I'm just saying
good.
That.
Don't give up.
It's not
occupying your thoughts as much as it did before.
No. And look, I'm not blaming him because I participated big time. Like, we drank, we stayed up late, we did all of that. But then it came to a point where I was like, I got to get my shit together. You know, I mean, I got to focus on these other things. So it's good. It's good.
That's wonderful.
Also, I had 3 meals yesterday, but I managed to lose weight. So I don't know. I'm at 193.8 this morning.
Wow.
It is just melting off of me.
You know, totally Ben's tell. Going through something like that. He eats and eats and eats, and he can't gain weight. He's literally, he can eat 4 meals a day, big meals, and isn't gaining weight. He still has a flat stomach.
Does he have a tapeworm?
No, he thinks he has cancer, but I think it's more likely that he has a tapeworm that he picked up in Florida. Clearwater.
Floridian tapeworm.
Yeah.
Do they have
Tampa.
One of my size?
Well, I'm very anxious, so I think it's just like
nerves.
So it's just kind of melting off of me. So maybe he's anxious or stressed because sometimes that happens.
Probably. Well, he just came off of directing a movie for Lifetime, so that was very stressful.
I also didn't drink the last 2 days,
and he hasn't been drinking at all.
I think that has something to do with it.
When I'm stressed, I eat. When I'm sad, I eat. When I'm happy, I eat. So I think different people handle it differently.
We went to Carl's Jr. yesterday. I wanted to emotionally eat. So I was on the 405. I had to get gas.
Yeah.
And just, okay, so backstory. My house manager is, there was COVID in her house. So it's not a good idea for her. She's been exposed to come into work. So she's not here this week. So all of the errands are on us, Shane and myself.
Grocery shopping.
Back to the store.
Gas, bank.
All of it. Mm-hmm. So today we're doing like dry cleaning, P.O. box, grocery store.
Florist.
Everything.
Wow.
So yesterday.
Florist? You're going to the florist by yourself?
So this is the relatable part of the show.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
I was on the 405 and I was like, oh, well, we're going to have to get gas, I think, because we're not going to have, who's going to do it? Who else is going to do it? So I realize getting gas is like riding a horse.
Yeah. Or bike.
Oh, bike's more relatable.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, you know.
I don't think many people.
No. Yeah, you're right.
I don't know that you've ever
you're
ridden
right.
a horse.
You're right. No, I had horses.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah,
you
just revealed that.
Four. Yes,
yeah.
But no. It's like riding a bike.
Okay.
So getting gas is like riding a bike.
Okay.
So I pulled into the gas station, the Chevron, because I have the Chevron credit card. Mm. So I didn't realize, though, that the gas tank is on the left.
It's on the right.
We
I thought
over
it was on
this.
The left, but I didn't know. Mm-hmm. So I pulled in, and it was the wrong side. So no problem. I switched, and I got out. Shane's like, do you want me to do it for you? I'm like, I've been fucking doing this forever.
Yeah,
I got this. So I put the hose and the nozzle in the car, and I put my card in, but I took it out too early.
Mm.
So I had to redo
early
it.
Withdrawal.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I had to redo
it. Pulled out.
And then, so that all went well, right?
After you redid it, it went fine.
Yes. And then I did the 91 or whatever.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then I had to go to the bathroom.
You went to the bathroom at the gas station.
At the gas station.
Yes. So I went
small
in.
Small bladder, honey.
Very interesting.
And you have to ask them to buzz you in.
There's a code or something. Yeah.
Yes. I was like, wow, this is
high-tech
security here.
It's very
and
she-she.
And she's like, Chevron. Is there a code? I mean, because I saw a keypad. And I was like, oh, do I need a code? And she said, no, I'll just buzz you in. I said, oh, my God.
From so the register?
Like, yeah, it was amazing.
Wow.
So she buzzed me into the bathroom. And then I got out. I left the little mini mart. And I got in the car. And I had the car on when I got gas.
You forgot to turn off
the
car.
You almost blew up your car.
That's not
so
good.
That was, yes,
yeah.
That was sure. a misstep.
That's yeah.
First. So I did have the car on, but then so I turned off the car. Then when I left the mini mart, I just got in the car without removing the hose.
I
thought
God.
I was done. I wasn't thinking.
Nope.
So Shane was like, you've got to take the... That could have been
last
a disaster.
Step.
My dad
One
did
more
that,
step.
By the way.
Yeah, that's very expensive.
In?
Yes.
I've seen people
it's
do
expensive.
That.
Did he break the pump? Your dad?
Yes, he did. So it went great.
That's amazing. Now, where does Carl's Jr. factor into this
story?
Okay. That's how you all started it.
Sorry. I wanted to... I wanted a Wendy's, but I couldn't find Wendy's.
Okay.
So we went to Carl's Jr. Well, first of all, I was like, let's go to In-N-Out. The line was so long. It was out the driveway. I'm like, fuck this. I'm not going to wait 30 minutes for In-N-Out, even though.
You do that for Chick-fil-A.
No, I don't. I do not.
Chick-fil-A is about convenience and convenience only.
Okay.
And
yeah, but you end up spending all that time looking for the next Wendy's or Carl's Jr. You could have just stayed in the line.
I have to tell you, Carl's Jr., there was like three people there. I'm like, what is wrong with this place? Why is there no one there? And why is everybody in and out? Carl's Jr. is underrated because I had a famous star with cheese.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
No onion.
I took the onions off. Yeah, I forgot to tell him no onions. Thank you. And I took the bun off and I picked them up. And then I had fries. I did. He said, do you want a large, like an upsize or whatever? I'm like, yeah.
Why not?
So I got the bigger.
You can't gain weight.
I got the bigger fries. I got the. But this was the weird part. I said, I'm going to have a, a Coke or a soda, like a soda fountain or whatever.
Yeah.
Like one over there. Yeah. Drink over there.
You showed
the large one. He's like, what are you going to have? And I said, what? He goes, what are you going to drink? And I said, well,
what does it matter? Because you're doing it yourself, right?
That's what I'm thinking.
What I said.
Yeah. Maybe he's into you.
I said, I don't understand. Like, why
do I have to tell you?
Why do you need
to
know
this? Are they different
prices? And you know what? I haven't decided yet. Yeah. I'm going to go and I'm going to try them all out.
Oh.
And so he's like, he goes, well, I need to know. And I said,
he needs to know?
Oh, he's got a price.
Yes, he needs to know. Yeah. And I was like, okay, root beer. I'm going to get rid of it. Good. I'm like, okay, root beer. So I went over and I got my root beer and the lid wouldn't fit. And I struggled with the lid for like fucking 3 minutes. And then I threw the lid because I was like, fuck it. No lid. And then I sat down and I'm like, why do they need to know that, Shane? And so I go, you know what? I'm going to go ask.
Okay.
So I got up, I went to the register, and I said, why do you need to know this? He said, because we keep track of what people are drinking so we know when to replace it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
They can't just check the the tank?
It's for operational purposes.
And did you? So what I'm gathering is that you ate your Carl's Jr. lunch inside the Carl's Jr.
Not a drive-thru.
At a table.
It was nice.
Wow.
It was really nice, wasn't it, Shane?
We never get to just spend time together.
But I will tell you, because even though I got the... You're right. We don't spend enough time together. Even though I got the really large drink, because I did the upsize or whatever.
But there's no point of doing that when you sit inside, because you can just fill it back up if it runs out.
Well, that's why I chose the table directly to the left of the soda fountain.
Sure.
Because you notice how many times I got up?
A few.
Yes.
Do they not give you free refills?
They do.
No, they do. Oh, that's why I wanted to sit so close.
But I was like, why did you do the upcharge if we're going to sit inside?
You're right. That was stupid.
Right. You could have gotten...
I fall for that
that's
shit.
That's like an extra 50 cents or
you
something.
You could have gotten a thimble and just gone in 100 times to refill.
And I did it anyway. You're right. I should have just, you're right. I shouldn't have, what did that cost me?
Like probably like
a
close
dollar
to a dollar.
50.
I
probably.
Could have saved a dollar.
Probably.
You're right, because I just kept getting up anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I'm very excited because we're going to the bank today too. We're going to P.O. Box. We're going to the bank.
You're not
going to
use the ATM,
car wash.
Though.
We're going to the grocery store. We're going to the dry cleaners. We're going to the florist.
Look at you. You're busy.
I'm really excited.
Car wash.
I said car wash.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Those are a lot of appearances today.
I like
today.
The car wash because you sit outside and kind of sun for a little bit.
What neighborhood will you be doing these appearances?
I'm going to do it in the San Fernando Valley area.
You really are?
Because I have therapy in San Fernando Valley, and I've worked it around therapy.
That's great.
So I've got therapy from 1 to 2, but sometimes she keeps me a little late.
Yeah, because you need extra
Why?
Work.
This is good because you don't... You don't sound crazy at all just now. Just so you know, you sound totally normal.
Well,
totally fine.
Shane was what we were watching Hacks again, and you know Shane gets triggered.
Yeah.
But you said the nicest thing to me. You said, yes, you very much remind me of Deborah Vance, but you said that although...
I said, you're crazier, but nicer.
Yes.
Okay.
I said, I'll take that.
That's a compliment.
Yeah.
Like, up both levels.
I'm glad I'm nicer, because she's not so nice.
She's not so nice to Ava, and I feel for her. But I feel like, you know, you treat me with kindness.
I try.
And you're not suing Shane, so that's a positive.
Not yet.
I received some inspirational quotes from a listener/friend. Mm-hmm. She said that she watched Marry Me, that movie with J-Lo.
Yes.
And she thought that there was two quotes from the movie that she got, and she sent them to me. She said, if you sit in the question, the answer will find you. That's like how I was trying to manifest.
Mm.
You know, like, show me...
A sign
or whatever.
Signal.
And also, listen to this. If you want something different, you have to do something different.
Well, that
I mean,
is so
profound.
Wise.
Thank you, J-Lo.
J-Lo really is a wise woman.
Who knew?
She was full of all these inspirational quotes.
You need that on a bumper sticker, that poster with the cat that says, hang in there.
Yeah.
Friday's coming or whatever. That's what that is.
Well, that's my thought for the day, courtesy of J-Lo. We're going to take a break.
Okay.
We'll be right back. Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required. We are back with Megan Weaver, Doug Buden, and Shane Douglas. Oh, I got to tell you what just happened.
What happened?
Okay. So I think I have another UTI, and I'll tell you why. Uh-oh. Because I was missing my loads. I went off Flomax for a week.
Right.
I got my loads back.
Yeah.
But the problem is that this morning I woke up, and there was burning, so I took Azo. So I'm calling Dr. Josephson. I hope he doesn't have to do another. I mean, normally I would encourage it, but hopefully he doesn't have to do another prostate exam because he's
it
got those.
Might be nice now that you're single.
But he made me bleed last time.
Right.
He's not gentle, even with all that lube. But anyway, so we're going to try to schedule another appointment to get me on a different medication.
Right.
Yeah, it shouldn't be lasting this long. Had a UTI.
No.
Different one.
You think it's a new one?
I think it's a new one.
I used to get them back to back too.
I think it's a new one.
Yeah. There's something wrong.
Okay. Anyway.
So what just happened?
What happened?
I have to urinate often.
Yeah.
I only had a minute and a half.
Yeah.
I started walking fast. Now, I picked up. I started running. I haven't run in a year and a half after my spinal surgery. All I could think of was, run, Forrest, run. Like, it was amazing. Like, I couldn't. I have not run, jogged, anything.
The things fell off. Yes. The brace.
It was crazy. Like, I have not run in a year and a half.
How did it feel?
It feels amazing. Like, I had this pressure. Like, I got to, A, go to the bathroom. But, B, I've got to be back in a minute and a half. I ran. I didn't fall.
You ran all 14 feet from here to the bathroom?
It's more than 14? That. It's at least 16 feet.
Was your pee bright orange?
Bright orange.
I know it stinks.
You
got to
be careful then.
The
you know how a lot of men will.
All my new underwear is going to get ruined again.
No.
You know how men are messy at the toilet, and there's usually little. People are going to know it's you from the orange.
Bright
drops.
Orange splashes. Splatters.
Did you get in a car accident?
No.
Why did someone get you in say you got in a car accident?
I didn't get a car
Maybe
accident.
Maybe it was Drew. Did you get another car accident?
No.
The wall,
she's
the car.
She's only been in a couple.
No.
The scraping.
Who said I got in a car accident?
I don't know.
Rumor.
I thought I heard it.
Word on the street.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get in a car accident. I just took out a portion of my friend's driveway wall.
That would be an accident.
Okay.
Was it on purpose?
I mean, it wasn't with another car. It was with a wall.
And it wasn't Drew. It was you.
It was me.
Did you damage your car?
Just the rim, but all the rims are all...
They're effed.
They're totally screwed, my rims.
But you got the insurance.
I scrape my rims almost every day.
Same girl. Same.
I do.
Did Kendall's Brasserie, did they change the sign?
I don't know, but Megan is going to be at the Music Center today.
Amazon.
Maybe you could run into Kendall's downstairs.
Wait, what? Why are you going there?
I'm
going
to go see Dear Evan Hansen with Drew. Aww. I got Doug's tickets.
That's so nice.
I know. We love that play.
Stu and I were supposed to see Moulin Rouge tomorrow.
Oh,
he's probably going to go with Thomas.
Oh, no. Do you want to come by my place?
Oh.
You don't have to.
What are you offering?
I'm cooking. Georgie will be there. You can come after cooking kibbutz.
Is she going to do fire breathing?
We could ask her. Would that cheer you up if she breathes fire?
In your backyard.
Oh, she's the former snake trainer also, but because her snake died, so she can't train.
No.
Yeah. R.I.P.
Don't mention that if you
The one that died in the airport fire.
Right.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
She cried.
Yeah.
She cried, girl.
Here's the thing. Perhaps, but this is the thing. I talked to Monroe Lewis this morning, and she was like sad that she had to go to school, and she said, I'll miss you. I said, I'm going to be home tonight, tomorrow night, the next night. I'm picking up from school. I'm doing this. So she was kind of like into it, so I don't want to disappoint her.
Yeah, you have to. If you told her you were going to be home, you have to be home.
I mean, I told her, and she remembers my schedule. I was like, she's picking up today.
She'd be great at my job. Because I don't
she'd
know
be better.
Well.
She'd be better.
But
she,
does she?
She's pretty good.
I don't know if she's empathetic though.
No.
We know she's not.
So
empathetic?
That means that you'd be surprised. She'd be good for the job. If she can be ice cold, then you'd be...
It's even better.
But more successful than me. I get too involved and attached.
Right.
Mm.
Right.
You're right. She's more professional than you, for sure.
1,000,000%.
And she's got the wardrobe.
She really does. Yeah. And she looked so cute
professional
today. You should have seen her today.
Aww.
Adorable. But I guess, I'm like, do you want to wear jewelry today? She's like, yeah, I want to wear a necklace. I said, wait a minute, though. I think there was, in one of the 1,000 emails, I think maybe you're not supposed to wear necklaces, but who cares? It looks so cute on
you.
Yeah,
school?
Might as well.
Because it's summer camp.
She can break the rules.
Oh, like injury or something.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Was she going to get stuck on a fence? Why can't you wear a necklace?
She's not climbing a fence.
I know.
Maybe they're thinking, I don't know.
And
maybe
it's not
some
a dog
of those
collar.
More
it's
masculine girls.
Yeah.
Maybe some of more, those more masculine girls, maybe they climb fences or something.
I don't know.
I don't know. But yeah. She
doesn't seem like a hazardous thing to do.
I agree. Why can't she wear a necklace? Well, she's wearing
it.
A necklace today.
Okay.
So I don't know if I'm going to get a call or an email that I won't look at or a call I won't return.
It won't matter.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. It falls on deaf ears.
Right.
Anyway.
Anyway.
So we do want to promote C&K tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. So Georgie's coming on, and we're going to cook.
What are you cooking?
They don't know yet.
Not that fucking, what is it, tomato
pizza.
Pie?
No, tomato pie.
I'm going to make chicken scarpiarello.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, Italian-American, really delicious chicken.
Mm. So a hot dish on a summer
night
evening.
You don't want to do like a watermelon feta salad or something?
Yum.
Yeah, is there something else you could do?
How about a watermelon and feta salad? You know, actually, I really do love watermelon and feta salad, but there's not much. I guess, all right, fine.
Megan, do you have to pay for your friend's wall?
No, he graciously said that it was okay and not to worry about it. And it's the part of the wall that all of his friends hit when they back out of it. It's a weird driveway. It's got these weird turns, and it jumped out of nowhere.
Okay, it came out of nowhere.
That wayward driveway wall.
By awkward. The way, Carrie Lewis is very sweet. She sent me a text yesterday. I'm really sorry to hear about you and Stu. And then this morning, which made me laugh my ass off. Okay, so you know they just redid their kitchen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So all the new furniture is coming in. So I don't know why she did this, but she bought these beautiful like island stools, but they have a white cushion.
Okay.
With Pepper and Todd.
Is it white leather that you can wipe off?
I can't tell in the picture, but it's really funny. So she's like, I just want to let you know there's benefits to being single. Todd got home from running. I don't know why. He put his dirty shoes and socks on the brand
stool?
New white stool.
Oh,
and she
gosh.
Sent me a picture. And she's like, there's benefits to being single.
Yep. It's true.
Why would he put the shoes on the white stool? There's,
why would
it's
you
a
put
big house.
Shoes anywhere
there's
except on the
plenty,
floor?
Yeah. There's plenty of places
or
to
outside.
Put his shoes.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be bad luck to put... Oh, that's on a table.
Yeah. And that's new shoes. It's bad luck to put brand new shoes on a table.
Not old shoes?
No, old shoes is fine.
Are you serious?
Yeah, just new shoes.
I ask because I'm now on the 11th pair of shoes that I've been trying on and returning.
Don't put those on the table.
When I have to pack the box to do the returns,
do
I won't
sofa.
Do it on the table.
Yeah, you can't. Terrible luck.
What?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Brand new shoes on a table is very bad luck.
Is that true? Can you look that up?
No,
they were making that.
There was that. There was
up.
That musical Blood Brothers,
also,
and that was one of the songs.
Not supposed to put your purse on the floor. New shoes on a table.
You don't whistle backstage.
Well, that's weird. All the times I'm backstage.
All right, he's looking that up.
Shoes okay. on a table.
It's
a thing.
It's dangerous to whistle
shoes
backstage.
On a table.
Yeah, there you go.
Superstition states that placing new shoes can regularly impact future problems. Okay.
See.
Well, it's just a long explanation.
It could lead to a quarrel or just plain
bad luck. Can somebody summarize
luck?
That? You know,
don't put your new shoes on a table. It's bad luck.
It's
I already said
luck.
It. You don't have. That's it.
Okay.
Could you synthesize that? For us? Let's cascade the messaging. It's bad. No, it is bad luck.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that are bad luck. You want to try to stack your deck, set yourself up for success.
Thank you, Doug.
Yeah.
What's happening with your dead neighbor's apartment?
Dude.
Still dead.
Well, one, he's still dead. They cleaned out his apartment this weekend.
Yes.
They cleaned out his apartment using a shovel.
Oh, God. Was he a
hoarder? It was not good news.
Ooh.
So I took a peek and I looked in. It was sad. It made me really sad.
Hoarder.
What if they remodel hoarder. It? What if they remodel it? I think
yeah,
they
maybe
have
they will.
To, right?
Fager. Yeah, yeah. Oh, they have to. They're going to have to go in there. And
so
really...
what if it's like a brand new apartment?
Oh, that? No, it just made me sad that he was living like that. I know a lot of people live like that.
Oh, I was thinking about you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
When I was a property manager, I had to go into the home of one of my residents was a hoarder. It made me really sad. I walked from their apartment. I left my shoes at the front door, and I walked into the shower with all my clothes.
You didn't put them on Carrie's stools?
You do that.
No.
It psychologically affects you. Were you on that interior therapy episode with the hoarder?
No, but I was on another show where I did a room in a hoarder's house, and she collected Jello, you know, that you eat, the Jello pudding, the chocolate Jello pudding. She collected all the empty containers of Jello pudding, and she even, the foil that you peel off the top, she had stacks of them everywhere.
That interior therapy episode, I remember we were filming late. I got home at like 11 or 11:30 at night, and I'm like, Gage, get up! And I started, I don't know why he left me.
I don't either.
But I was like, Gage, get up! I was like cleaning, like going through like the bathroom drawers. I started throwing shit out. Yeah. Like it psychologically affected me.
It makes you want to clean
and
everything.
And I did shower like a rape shower. You know what I mean? Like really the loofah, sad. The whole thing.
You have to.
It's so oppressive when you experience that. It is so hard. I've watched that show, Hoarders.
I can't
watch
that show.
And even that just makes me so sad.
Yeah.
Did you hang out with your improv nerd friends for the fourth?
No, I hung out with the gays, the naked gays.
From Palm Springs?
I mean, we
had our clothes on. Your Palm Springs gays?
Yeah, my Palm Springs gays.
Were you here in L.A.? Or were you?
Yeah. No, okay. Here. We were at a pool, but we were with mixed company, straights and gays.
Okay, so
you wore your bathing suits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm, okay. Yeah. So
but
you're disappointed?
You swam?
Yeah, I know
you
swam.
Love to skinny dip.
Actually, I went to the gay beach this weekend.
Oh, Ginger Rogers?
Let me tell you, not a trunk in sight.
What?
It was all Speedos.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone.
That's
and the guy in front of me had a little American flag Speedo, but it was a thong, so it was like shoved up his ass.
Like a half mask.
I just think
that's spend more time at the beach.
I find
wild.
That so unattractive.
I do too.
I'm not into those at all.
I was the only one not wearing a Speedo.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It looks like a women's.
You'd probably be the only
bottom.
One I'd be interested in, to be honest with you. No, I cannot cannot stand Speedos.
Do you remember International Mail Catalog? Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
So they always had all those thongs. It's, I think before your time, Shane. It was like homo porn, of it, but it was a clothing catalog.
Sounds timeless.
They had very, very advanced bathing suits and underwear. The end.
That was a great story.
I gotta get my hands
really
on
quite sure why we mentioned that.
Can I hear about Megan's dream yet? I'm just so curious.
Oh,
I was
gonna
get to that.
Okay,
yes. So you had a sexual dream over the weekend.
I don't know.
Speaking of Speedos,
it had a sexual undertone to it, and Jameson was in it. Mm-hmm. In fact, he starred in it.
Oh,
it was something about it was something about like I was with a bunch of coworkers and I had a crush on one of them, and I think it was Jameson. I think I had a crush on you, and it was all this. It was a very interesting.
Who doesn't?
Dream.
You should.
I know, but I wanted to let you know
pretty
that
much
I did
most,
have
all of us.
A somewhat, wasn't outright sexual, but had a little undertone.
Thank you. I'm truly honored.
Do you see me differently now?
I do.
Do you look at
Megan,
me differently?
I feel the same way.
Oh, God.
Get
yeah,
a room.
It's mutual.
You, when did you get your facelift consult? When did that happen?
So I had my facelift
consult. Oh, I'll wait for the facelift.
I had my facelift consult yesterday afternoon at 2 p.m. in Beverly Hills.
Do you want to give us the address too?
Sure, 421 Rodeo Drive.
What happened?
So she said that I'm a very good candidate for the lower facelift, and
I could have told you that.
She told me. She said she did.
Didn't
say,
need a doctor for
she
that.
She did tell me.
You paid her for
she
that.
She told me. Was, you guys are all a bunch of assholes.
Pay me next time.
I mean, really?
What a
did
bunch of assholes.
Did you actually pay someone to say to you, you
"Oh my
I could
God.
Do your surgery"?
I am leaving.
Usually, I tell most prospective patients no, but for you, I would do it.
Shut up, Doug. So she did say it was a little premature, but it's good to do it now because then it's preventative. But here's something she told me about myself, my anatomy, that I did not know.
Uh-oh.
I had no idea. Apparently, I have enlarged, low-hanging...
Oh, same.
Saliva glands.
Oh, no, no. Oh. Okay. I thought you were going to...
Oh.
Yeah, salivary glands. They're low-hanging, and they're slightly enlarged.
Are
I didn't
you,
know
are
that.
Are you like a super taster?
Is that does that know. Prevent you from getting the facelift?
No.
Oh, it thank God. We'd have to get you a mask.
Dicks. All of you. Every single one of you.
So what would this procedure encompass? Like what parts of your...
So it would be the neck and then just like the jowl area around my mouth.
What about these glands?
The glands are going to be a little prominent. She said that we can hit them with Botox after the facelift.
Scrotox
to try and shrink them a little.
Your low hangers.
Yeah. But they don't bother me. I've never noticed them before.
Okay. Look, all joking aside, I think you are a very attractive woman. I think you look
so
great.
Hot.
Thank you.
However...
Why do I come here day after day, Alyssa?
No. Okay. Shannon Bedore did a lower facelift.
Yes.
Okay. I was staring at it all weekend.
You liked it.
It looks amazing.
Okay, good.
It took 10 years off of her. Fun fact, she had the most fat cut out of her neck than any other patient.
Wow.
She's told us.
Fun fact. And she also, I grew up on boats. I heard that over and over.
Grew up on boats.
13 times.
Love boats.
She told me 13 times she grew up on boats. But anyway.
Grew up on boats.
I stared at it all weekend. Okay. It is such good work.
I know. And I really like this person that I saw. So I'm going to see one other surgeon next week, and then I'll make my decision.
And there's all these people. Okay, so I don't think you really, honestly, I don't think you need it. I didn't think Tamara needed it. She looks amazing.
Yeah.
I didn't think Teddy needed it. Yeah. It was like the Teddy was like the last person I would think needed it.
Right.
She looks amazing.
That's her doctor I went to yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Teddy's doctor.
Yeah.
I have to say, I'm wondering, like, if you do it, I think it's going to be one of those, like, major transformations.
I'm very excited about it. I just have to, you know, I have to think about it, and I have to, you know, I've got to come up with the money, too. It's not cheap.
New bedroom, new car, new neck.
Okay, so relatable part of the show. How much is it for a neck lift facelift?
Okay, so without the laser, she also recommended the laser resurfacing around my face. Without the laser, it's around... a little north of 40K.
That, what, dollars?
Don't want to get old, Alyssa. This is what happens.
Oh, no, I say it every fucking day, but I can't afford, so I'm just going to have to look old.
I will say, she is one of probably the more expensive surgeons. I am seeing another one next week in Westlake that I think might be a little less expensive, but I really liked her, and I like that she's a woman.
How much for the laser, too?
That was $4,800.
Yeah, we'll just do that, too.
That's about it.
Okay.
You may as well.
Will she do it while you're under?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So you won't feel anything.
Add a little lip filler while I'm under, because I can't do it when I'm
under. Is there anything else?
No, that's it. That's it.
I got an ingrown toenail.
While you're out, you might as well get those lip fillers, because they hurt like a motherfucker.
Now, yes. Do you think Megan should see Shannon's doctor just to...
Well, that's in Orange County, and I would rather be local.
Well, I think, honestly, I think Teddy's is good work.
Okay, because I never met Teddy, but Shannon looks amazing.
So good.
But Shannon's also a beautiful woman.
I think it's just a really nice procedure for people who have skin, what do you call it, elasticity?
Low-hanging
fruit. Yeah, if you have loose skin, loose anything, I think that procedure is
I've never
is a
heard
nice...
of these low-hanging saliva glands.
Neither
before.
Have I. And who knew?
It's like a deformity of some kind.
It is. And she pointed them out. I never noticed
you
it
love
before.
That. Now Jeff's interest is totally peaked now.
You can feel them.
Now
later
all I'm
going to
do
want.
Is stare at them.
You want to feel my low-hanging salivary glands?
You want to feel my low-hanging?
This is
uh-oh,
getting weird.
HR.
Uh-oh. Ring, 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 ring.
Anyway. Alyssa, I really appreciate your advice. You said that I need to take time for my body to heal instead of trolling for dick.
Right. It's true.
Which I think is a really, really great.
That's loving.
And that's why I'm focusing on.
Take a tub.
You think I don't listen to you, but I do listen to you.
A couple months. That's all you need.
Yeah. Well, months?
Might be longer than that.
Earth months?
Months?
Yeah. You need to get your back surgery so you can run even further.
Oh.
Yeah. Apparently, I don't need it. I was just running around the studio.
You're like worked
you
out.
To, like,
legit
take
worked
alone.
Out. Today.
Also, like a rebound is not going to become a long term thing. Sorry.
Right.
If you want something different, do something different.
How about October?
Look at you. You do listen.
Yep.
Yes.
Maybe October. That's when you can start again.
What are we in July?
Mm-hmm.
July, August. Ooh, that's a long time.
I mean, that is a good point. Your surgery's in September. It will be hard to, like, you went on 4 dates with someone, and then you're like, I'm going to get back surgery. I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Oh, I have a question.
Yeah, I'll see you in a month.
And you have no loads. I mean, it's humiliating.
Are you going to
like
that?
I do have loads. I have loads again.
Okay. That's great.
But just
why do you roll your eyes? Do you not believe me? I do, but the problem is I got a UTI.
Again.
Another one.
Yeah.
For a limited time. Do you want him to prove it?
What does that mean? Prove it.
What does that mean? Prove it. What does that mean?
What?
No, I do. You know, I really, when you said that, I was like, okay, you're right. I got to focus on my new house. I have to buy a new house. You know, the radio contract is up, coming up.
Oh. Job.
Monroe, back surgery. And also, I'm waiting to hear on that new surrogate.
Maybe you'll start filming season 2.
Yeah.
You got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. To focus on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why are you laughing?
I just thought something so dumb. Like with those big blockbuster movies, they shoot the sequel and part 3 at the same time. So I was going to suggest that. But you can't shoot 2 seasons of your show at the same time.
You're a dipshit.
He's cracking himself up over there.
Yeah, there is.
Is it that funny?
really cracking
himself
up.
Imagine if you filmed 2 seasons at the same time.
They can't do that.
Do you have your own recovery chair for after your surgery? Or are you still borrowing...
I bought one.
You did good, because I'm going to use the other one you used. I hope you kept it clean.
Oh, the upside down one?
You're using George Eads?
Yeah, for my surgery. Yeah.
He's lending you his chair?
He is.
He's so sweet and generous.
He just told me not to poop in it.
Yeah. I never shit in it.
The gravity.
I never shat.
The poop chair?
The upside down chair?
He said don't poop in it. But yeah, he's going to loan it to me.
When you get your surgery, you really can't like lie down flat. So what's great about these chairs, it's like, you know, it's like they're like recliners. They're electric.
Oh.
So when you, especially with back surgery, so you, that's the only thing I can sleep in.
Right.
So I actually take naps in it a lot.
Yeah.
I love it. It's real ugly though.
That's, we got one for my dad and it's so ugly, but you they work.
You got the cutest. I mean, it's ugly, but you got the nicest one that they
yes,
had.
It's the best of the worst.
Right.
But I can't lend it to you.
No, I'm going to take George's.
I'm going to need it after my colonoscopy.
Oh, no, you're not going to need anything. You're going to wake up from that nap. You're going to be so happy.
So ours are a week apart. Mine's next week. Yours is the week after.
Yeah, you go first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were you saying about Gatorade?
So you can't drink any red liquids, but in my prep, it said to drink green Gatorade, which I did not know existed. It was cucumber lime, and it was great. I had no problems. I drank two big bottles of that throughout the day. That was part of my prep. But it was the cucumber lime Gatorade, and
never
it was
heard
great.
Of that.
Yeah, I think I bought it on Amazon.
Mm. Shout out.
I just want to say one thing to you, Alyssa. I disagree. Like, I understand that Stu was a rebound. Because it was like 12 hours after I broke up with Scott.
Barely, yeah.
And I was devastated after Scott, and I loved Scott and the whole thing.
Yes.
And I knew in my head it was a rebound.
Yes.
But we did end up falling for each other.
That's
we did.
True. Oh, I know.
We did.
I know that.
And it's what's hard about this particular breakup is that we do both love each other. And those are the hardest fucking breakups.
Right.
Because it's like, I'm not mad. Right. There's nothing to be mad at. And I'm actually, Shane will know, I'm looking for something to be mad at.
You're just sad.
To make
it
easier.
It easier if you're angry.
Yes.
Of course.
It does make it easier, no, but I'm not angry.
Right, which makes it worse. Because
which makes
like,
it worse.
Why aren't we together if he's such a great guy, but it's just not great now.
And it actually, not to be a downer, but it reminded me of my parents, because my parents were together for like 16 years. And when they were divorcing, like they couldn't like figure it out, but I knew they both really loved each other, which was really hard to watch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like, can't you two get your shit together?
Yeah. Sometimes it's easier to just be angry if someone does something wrong. Yeah.
Anyway. All right. So we're going to take calls. Okay. Now, Alyssa, I hate to call you out, but I love to listen to Alyssa take calls.
It's the best. Mm-hmm.
She just said, I just heard this, right?
Yes, you did.
Oh, my God. That's such a good question. She hangs up. She's like, hold on, please. Not.
Click.
You're a bitch.
Yeah.
No.
If you're on hold and Alyssa just
I am
said
nice
that's a really interesting question.
On the phone.
Yes, on the phone, but not so much in person.
Yeah. Well, depends. Oh my God, that is such a good question.
Wow, I never
I have to hype. I mean, I'm the hype girl. I'm the fluffer.
You are.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. JeffLewisMerch.com.
Yes.
Doug, what can they buy?
They can buy, well, you can actually buy some limited edition Cook and Kibitz wear. There's aprons, mugs, cups. Things. There's also all-inclusive honey shirts, glow shark shirts.
Shout out Shane.
Shout out Shane shirts and more. Easy payments available. JeffLewisMerch.com.
Is there still the shattered Cook and Kibitz shirt?
Yes, the limited edition shirt.
I have one. I love it.
I ordered one for me.
It actually looks good on.
It looks. Then
they
I
fit
the
nicely.
Name.
They're nice shirts.
Yeah. High qual.
I ordered. I ordered one for myself.
Oh, you did?
I did. It hasn't arrived.
You have one too, right?
Yeah, I love it.
That's JeffLewisMerch.com.
Okay. I'm not seeing all of these. Should I just randomly?
No.
It's not.
They're not all coming
She's
up on my...
She's still screening because you distracted her.
Oh, okay.
Because every call is so interesting.
That's so interesting.
So interesting.
Okay.
Do you have somebody
Joe
want to talk
in New
to?
York? Should you Joe in New York? Okay. Oh. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Jeff. How are you? Alyssa was very nice, by the way.
Okay, good.
That Great. Wasn't All Alyssa. Right.
We don't hear that often.
That was Jameson.
That was Jameson.
JK.
Okay, so Jeff, you're such a nice-looking man. When is enough plastic surgery going to be enough?
Oh, how much plastic surgery have I had, Joe? I've done
I don't know.
Botox. That's it.
And your eyes.
And your eyes.
Oh, and my eyes.
All right.
And a little filler.
What about Megan?
What about me? Oh, I've only ever done just a little Botox. I did filler once with Dr. Kat, and then I did filler once on my cheeks and never did it again. And then I did lip injections once, never did it again because it hurt so bad.
But it's you're going to do it again. I mean, time. Joe, to be honest with you, you know, I don't know, 8 years, 10 years, might do a lower facelift.
Yeah.
Not a full facelift,
you?
Just a lower. Yeah.
Just a neck.
Yeah,
neck, just a neck lift.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Is that okay, Joe?
Okay, but you're such a nice-looking guy.
I appreciate
stop.
That.
That's nice.
Joe, so are you hot. Single?
We want to keep it.
Is Joe single?
I am single, yes.
Mm. Oh. Well. So is Doug. So is Shane. So is Jameson.
I saw a cute guy today at Psych Class.
Oh, you did? Yes.
The one by the window?
Yes. Thank you, Joe, for calling.
Thanks, Joe.
Jane in Cincinnati. Good morning. Hi, Jane.
Hi, guys. I love you so much. First time calling. I'm calling to, first of all, thank Doug for always answering my Instagram messages. Doug, I wrote in asking you for the gazpacho recipe last weekend, and it was awesome.
Oh,
thank
good.
You.
I'm glad you made it.
Yeah, it was great. However, Jeff, I've sent you like 304 million DMs, and they've never even been read.
That's a lot.
That surprises me because I do try to read as many DMs. I actually disagree with that. I think that I can't get back to everybody, but I do try to read most of them. I spend a lot of time reading those.
Yeah, even the, like, just because he didn't text back doesn't mean he never saw it.
I mean, I really try to read them all.
Yeah,
I really do.
I don't do it. People say, oh, that was Shane who texted back. I don't go through your DMs. You do.
And you're going to Shane does not read my DMs. Mm-hmm. But you went to @JailJeffLewis? Because, okay, look, maybe I might have missed one, possibly two, but if you've sent more than that, I have read them. For sure.
I'm going to screenshot you. Send it.
He won't read that.
Go ahead.
Receipts.
But go ahead. But then, you know what? In the future, I'll notice. You know what I mean? I'll notice. Because there's a lot. There's a lot. And I really do try to go through them every day.
You're so popular.
No, I'm not saying that. But I just, you know what I mean? I do
try
to.
No, but you must get a lot.
If people take the time to write me, I do try to read it. I can't respond to everybody, but I learn a lot from people's advice and support.
Yes.
So thank you very much for sending me a DM, Jane. Please don't give up on me. All right. Thanks, guys, for being here. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye.